Is there anything special that you keep in your locker?
Not really, my shoes.
Yep. What's up, EuroLeague fans? Welcome to another episode of A Quarter with Kyle Hyde. Today, we have a very special guest, one of the up-and-coming stars of EuroLeague, Alba Berlin's own Louis Alinde. Louis, what's up, man? How's everything?
Everything's perfect. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This season, you're having, you know, one of the best or the best statistical year of your career. So for you, you know, what does it mean, you know, to compete and play, you know, so well at the European highest stage, highest level?
It's been fun. It's been really fun. You know, like my last 2 years in Berlin, I think I did step forward every year. But this year is the first year where I really feel like I have a big role. I go on the court and I feel like I know really what I can do, what I can bring to the table. And it's just fun to compete against the best players and like not feel like I'm a level below. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like more like, for sure, there are players that are way ahead of me, but still, I feel like I compete with a lot of guys in the EuroLeague, and that's just it's just a good feeling.
Yeah, where does that confidence come from? Because like you said, I mean, you've been on the EuroLeague stage for the most part, you know, at a very young age, you know, competing with Bamberg and now competing with Alpha. And it's like you said, every year you've taken a step forward. So where does that confidence come from you?
It's just practice, getting better in practice, feeling more confident. And for example, my shot, just having that I know I can rely on. And just, yeah, the confidence, a little bit of experience. I know, yeah, what's going to happen playing against big teams, big crowds.
Yeah.
But I get used to it a little bit over the last couple of years. So it's not that terrifying anymore. So, yeah.
You said experience and you're 24 years old and I'm talking about experience and I'm 36. So you make me feel, you make me feel even older. But now you're born in Hamburg, Germany. You know, people that don't know Germany, you know, even though I guess people say it's a football country, but it still has a, you know, a strong, you know, basketball history and basketball ties, you know. So was basketball, you know, always the dream, being a pro basketball player, always the dream for you? I know, you know, it runs in your family, you know, from your father and such on, but, you know, was that always the dream for you?
It was actually, because like you said, my dad played professional, my mom also played. So basketball is kind of the sport of the family. Yeah, always going to basketball games,
family,
watching
family
basketball on TV. Yeah, exactly. So I was also playing soccer in school with friends a lot, but still, it was always basketball.
That's great. I mean, now in Alba Berlin, I mean, many people would say, I mean, you guys play a unique style of basketball. To me, I mean, for the people that really love the game of basketball, you guys play a beautiful brand of basketball, you know, where, you know, everybody's sharing the ball, everybody's moving and cutting, you know, Luke Sigma's throwing the ball between his legs and behind him. making all of us small power forwards and centers look like fools. So for you, you know, what do you enjoy the most about playing that style of basketball and why does it work so well for you guys?
Mm-hmm. It's super free. It's not, yeah, everybody has to know what you can do best, but it's super free. You know, you can try stuff. It's not like you do one mistake, you're back on the bench. You super have freedom. And then, like you said, a big part of it is Luke that shares the ball amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, also a big part is like we're just a bunch of friends. So as you go to practice, it's like a group of friends. Everybody's basically the same age, very young. We spend a lot of time off the court. And just the fun part of it, just like being together, playing together, have the freedom, don't have a coach that is on you all the time, gives you a little bit more space, a little bit time to develop. And that makes it, like you said, unique. It makes it, I think, way easier to play, especially for a young player.
Yeah, now you talk about it saying that, you know, that you guys are really friends. You guys have a good chemistry, both on and off the basketball court. But, like, you know, you look at your team, you know, many guys are coming from many different places. You know, you have Samir that's coming from Israel, you know, Luke, like we mentioned before, that's, you know, that's coming from the States, you know, a bunch of different German players, a bunch of different, like, cultures, but people from all over the place. So how are you guys able to, like, get along so well and how are you able to, like, translate? How does that translate onto the basketball court?
I don't know why we get along so good. I think it's maybe Imar or sports director that just picks the right guys. Like good characters, people that yeah, like to talk to others, yeah, open up, and yeah, guys that have like to have fun, and that's what it is, having fun every day in practice, making jokes, for sure, knowing also when to take stuff serious, but
absolutely
not being too serious, you know, and then having fun going into games, being the underdog like we are in a lot of games, and just like trying to upset big teams and big names, and it's just like I said, it's fun. I can only repeat myself.
I'm curious to know, because you guys went through a little bit of a rough patch. You guys had a little bit of a losing streak there, but you couldn't tell from the atmosphere of the team. So, you know, what were you guys saying to each other during that period, during that time, that allows you to kind of continue to be positive and continue to play great basketball?
Just trust it, because we knew it was going to work out. It worked out last year for us. It worked out in the beginning of the year. We know what we have to do just to continue. And like you said, 12 games in a row is a lot. And, but it never felt like it. Felt like it. And then maybe what helps also, you have the domestic league games in between where you win games, and then it doesn't really feel like 12 games in a row. But still, you start thinking about it for sure. You might lose your confidence, but just because everybody knows that he can talk to everybody, and makes it easier to realize what's going on, talk about the mistakes, and don't lose the attitude we have.
Now, Berlin, Germany is one of the best cities in the world. You know, one of the top cities. You know, many people travel to all the time. So, you know, to you, what is your favorite part about living in Berlin, Germany, and where are some of the places that, you know, you and your teammates, you know, look forward to and like, go and just kind of like, you know, hang out, like you said, have fun together?
Yeah. Berlin is amazing. I'm from Hamburg, also a big city in Germany, but Berlin is a lot of stuff to do. And you have a bad game, the next day might be off. You can do so much stuff. You can look at the city. You can go to a restaurant. You can go to a museum. It's just so much to do that gets your mind off of basketball in a good way.
Yeah.
And then what would we like to do? We have a golf simulator here in Berlin where we like to go a lot.
Really?
Even during the summer, we like to go golf.
What's your handicap?
Actually, I don't have a handicap, because in Germany, you stop playing. I just started this summer. You stop playing. Okay. So your handicap beginning is 54. And then you have to play tournaments to get it better. Yeah. I never played a tournament. So it's 54. I'll say realistically, it might be around 30. I'm not that good yet. So I can swing it. I can swing it sometimes.
Joe Whitman, he's a big golfer. So he talks about it all the time.
No, that's cool. A lot of fun. Yeah, Luke put me on it. Actually, he's a really good golfer. Luke and Marcus, they can really play golf. Yeah,
that's good. Man. That's cool. Now you talk about your mom and your dad, you know, playing basketball. So what is it like for them to see you play at this stage? You know, what type of advice or what type of, you know, encouragement did they give you to see you, you know, see their son, you know, playing at the highest level of European basketball?
I hope they enjoyed. They come to as many games as possible. It's only a 2-hour train ride from Hamburg to Berlin. So they, try to make it to at least the good games.
Yeah.
And I think they enjoy it. They encourage me a lot. But what I really appreciate, they tell me it's my career. They're not trying to force anything. They just give me advice of when I need advice, but it's not like they don't try to push me in any direction. So that's how it always has been, and it's still like this.
And the last question I had, like I said, you're 24 years old, but you know, you've been, you know, in Europe League, you know, for, you know, for some time, you know, being part of, you know, the teams at Alba and also teams at Bamberg. So for you, you know, when you're an old vet like me, you know, what are your career goals? Like, you know, what are you looking to accomplish, you know, in your career?
That's a good question, because I think I want to win the EuroLeague. That's for sure, because that's like a goal. Yeah. It's my fifth year now in EuroLeague, and always seeing the big teams competing for the Final Four, the whole event. I mean, you know best about it, probably. It's one of my big goals. And then also a China goal, play in the NBA. Still one of my big dreams. I think every kid has that dream, playing basketball. And for me, being 24, I think I'm still young enough. For sure, got to work on my game. I got to improve every day. But that's still my goal for sure.
Definitely, man. I mean, you're definitely on the right path, man. You continue to make the steps forward that you're making, man. I definitely see that happening, you know, for you someday in the future. In the near future.
Thank you.
Before we go, we're going to go into our clutch time. Quick questions. What is your favorite warm-up song?
favorite warm-up song, man. I don't listen to music that much, to be honest.
Really?
Mold Alert just put me on some ramps. So I'd say Jane
Uh-huh.
E.
Okay.
December 4th. I like that a
okay.
lot, this song.
Okay.
Yeah. Sound the one, yeah. Shout out to Mold Alert, yeah.
What is your go-to pregame meal?
It's pasta with the tomatoes, mozzarella, cheese, and pesto.
Uh-huh. Nice. What is the essential part of your pregame routine? For me, is the pregame nap. Like, I have to have a pregame
yeah.
nap. Is it anything for you that's like essential?
Same for me. I think I never played without napping before, to be
yeah.
honest.
yeah. Yeah.
Either 30 minutes or 90 minutes, depends on what time we play. And
yeah.
I need the nap, definitely.
I'm the same. Is there anything special that you keep in your locker?
Not really, my shoes.
Yep. That was special enough. two more questions. What are you watching on the road trips when you guys are going on the road?
A lot of YouTube. I watch a lot of golf YouTube, actually.
Awesome.
Chess, and then I watch a lot of live sports. Whatever sports is on. Yeah, I follow basketball, I follow soccer, I follow everything. Formula One, the whole package.
Nice. And last question is, would you rather have a game-winning dunk or a game-winning block? Because I know you do a little bit of both, so which one would you rather prefer?
I like the block. The block is
still. Yeah, my guys.
Yeah, definitely. Take the hopes of the opponent, man. Just pin it to the glass, I think, after
yes.
that.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right, man. Louis, man, I appreciate you taking the time to step in the corner with me. I wish you best of luck and health for the rest of the year. Like I said, man, all the best, you know, in your career. Like I said, man, you're one of my favorite players to watch, you know, as I've been continuing to see your growth, you know, over the ever since Bamberg, you know, Bamberg was once home for me. So seeing up and coming players go from there and seeing how you've, you know, rose in your career has definitely been great to watch. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
EuroLeague fans, thank you for tuning in to this episode of A Quarter with Kyle Hines. Tune in very soon for more episodes coming your way. Thank you. Take care.